In Southeast Asia, the entire region shut down for good 15 months, the first 15 months of the pandemic. Thailand opened up in June, I think it was. I should know this off the top of my head. June or July, they started letting people back in. And backpacking itself, especially if you consider dorms to be part of backpacking, is very heavily hit. And I think even in countries that are open at the moment, dormitories are kind of a thing of the past, hopefully a thing of the future as well. But yeah, as such, I think certainly a particular sector of who would have gone backpacking at different times can't, because the cheapest options aren't available for them. There's a lot of rules about having to stay in expensive hotels at the beginning for quarantine periods. This is being relaxed by the day or by the week. Things are becoming easier and easier for people, but yeah, everything is going to be more expensive. They're going to have to take PCR tests left, right, and center. So had people complaining that within a month of being in Thailand, they've had to take six PCR tests because of changing province, and obviously have to pay for every one of those. Insurance premiums, I think, have gone up as well. So essentially, backpacking is really still on hold. At least in Southeast Asia, it's on hold and will be coming back. One news story that hit a while back was a politician saying that when Bali opens back up again, they don't want any smelly backpackers. He used the words, we want quality people, which caused quite some waves to be sent through the backpacking community and a lot of resentment. There was a bit of backpedaling from the Indonesian tourism industry saying, no, these aren't our words. This was just one politician. But that didn't go down very well. But there is certainly a sense that a lot of the countries that have been closed for so long, the people they want in first are people who bring a lot of money. And that message has been received by the backpacking community a little bit. And I think with time, it's likely that the same tourism industries will decide that actually these long-term travelers who go to more places. I mean, this is a thing that backpackers have got going for them as far as goes whether a country should want them to visit. They're more likely to seek out or stop in little villages that no one else stops in. They don't go to the same old places. They will go to the same old places as well in many cases, but they're more likely to stray off the path a little bit and end up buying something from a little shop in a village that would otherwise not be receiving any tourism. And I think probably the benefits of that are more than has been recognized by some of these tourism departments of countries, but can understand why the first visits they want in, if they're allowing 500 guests in, first of all, they want them all to be absolutely loaded because it's going to help out their country. But I think, yeah, I think as time unfolds a little bit, they'll be wanting to encourage backpackers back again.